Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Well, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your hump day edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, Kyle Swagger. It's the 10th of February, 2016. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Well, just as much as you and I are craving wireless charging on our phones, Google's thinking, well, why don't we do it to cars, too? Now, of course, Google has not discussed implementing this technology just yet, but I'm sure they're thinking in the back of their head, well, you know, why not? People love being lazy. This just let them be lazier. Now, Google apparently is going to reach out to Hevo Power. That's the technology that's going to bring the wireless charging to the cars. And you're going to love how this thing works, right? Now, first, you're going to pull over this thing that's actually in the ground. That's step one. Step two, there's going to be a little thing in your car that says, ha ha, it's time to charge. And step three will let you know all the details, payments, and all that sort of stuff on, yes, you guessed it, your cell phone. And this is all going to be done by the IEEE Spectrum. So those of you not familiar with it, yeah, it's pretty much in its infant state right now, so no, don't hold your breath for this coming this year. We will definitely have it in iPhones before we have it in cars. Hey, staying on the subject of Google, what better thing to tell you today than stuff that's free? Yay! That is if you want to sell your security soul to Google. Yeah, you can get an additional 2 gigabytes of free storage on Google Drive, and it takes less than 2 minutes to do it. All you're going to have to do is perform that security checkup that's in your account. Click this, do that, do you want to change this, how do you like that, and you're done. Ah, 2 gigabytes of free storage after Google knows every little detail about you. By the way, you'll get an email confirmation once that change has been completed. Enjoy! Now, as much as everybody's kind of thrilled with the new Apple TV, there's one thing that people are not thrilled with, and that's the keyboard. It sucks. But there is a savior coming. Yes, Apple is going to add voice dictation. Now, the beta 3 of iOS 9.2 is out for the Apple TV, and finally, you're going to have a simpler way to control your device. Because we all know what it's like to control the thing now, don't we? You know what I mean. But Siri's going to be taking over for us. It's going to allow you to input text, names, details, and even email addresses. That'd be nice. No word yet when 9.2 is going to be coming out for Apple TV, but remember, there is an Apple event next month, so we could be seeing it as early as then. Fingers crossed. All right, with every good news, a bit of sad news today on your Hump Day Edition. We all have got to shed a tear for game trailers. They're gone. Yes, after 13 years, Game Trailers has closed down. The closure was announced yesterday by its official Twitter page. You might remember Game Trailers launched way back in 2002, and it was the place to be for all the hot games that were coming out and even the ones that sucked and said, let's avoid those. But in 2014, it was picked up by Deft Media, and then, of course, they started laying off people after that. Now all we got is YouTube and Twitch. Just ain't gonna be the same. And finally, here, let me just throw out some food things at you. I know you're gonna love this. Shrimp. Yeah, it's pretty good, yeah. How about crab? Oh, yeah, that sounds better. Oh, how about lobster? Oh, my goodness, you bet. Now, the bigger question, how would you like that seafood? Fresh from the sea or grown in a lab? Well, scientists are betting on it that you're going to love it grown in their labs. The Barnes Company, which is actually a startup in San Francisco, is planning on creating synthetic shrimp. And you can't even tell it from the real thing. Yeah, we'll see about that. And believe it or not, this thing is actually very close to coming to market. Now, of course, growing food in a lab, it ain't really nothing new. You might remember last year we heard about meat being grown in a laboratory, and we all remember looking at it and saying, yeah, I wouldn't eat it. So let's try the shrimp route and see if we can get it by people. I don't know if I would eat anything actually grown in a lab. It depends. Let's see, lobster's what, about $15 a pound now? Yeah, if it'd be like $5 a pound, yeah, sign me up. As long as it tastes the same. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. Head on over to the British Tech Network website for all the great BTN shows at britishtechnetwork.com. Follow British Tech on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me, too, on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. And, of course, the British Tech community over there at the Slack room, britishtech.slack.com. For everything that's going down in the tech world, you're going to find it over there. And a lot of lovely people, too. As for the new show, well, yeah, we'll be returning tomorrow for your late Thursday edition of the BTN News Show, getting you caught up on the best technology news that'll happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your hump day. And thank you very much for listening.